praises. It's what I do. I can't hold it in. Praises what I do. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. Mm-hmm. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were all confounded because every man heard them speak in his own language. Mm-hmm. I want to speak with you a little while this morning, taking praise and worship to the next level. Amen. Taking praise and worship to the next level. You know, 40 days after Jesus rose from the dead, he was with the disciples and others, and he ascended into heaven. And from that day forth, it seemed that those who witnessed that and had other witnessed other things that Jesus had done came together, and they I don't know if they were in an upper room or exactly where they were. It was about 120, I have heard, so it probably wasn't just a room. I don't know where they were, but I suppose they tried to be in places where it wasn't obvious because they were still afraid of the people who might come and try to destroy all of those who were in the way, if you will, following Jesus. But they came together. They came together for the next 10 days when the day of Pentecost had fully come. That was Pentecost, that's 50 days, or when the 50 days after the Passover, that is. It's also called the Week of Weeks because it's 7 times 7, 49, and the next day would be the 50th day. That would be the day of Pentecost when it had fully come. They were all on one accord in one place. But I'd like to reflect a little bit back on those 10 days. I can't help but think as they got together, they couldn't help but talk about the things they had seen and all the things that Jesus had done, the way he had touched their lives, the things they had witnessed. They came together, and I'm sure it was a praise and worship service like none had seen in the world before, talking about what the Lord had done. So some were a little upset about the fact that they didn't handle the situations well when they were going through them. I'm sure Peter was kind of upset that he wasn't able to stand up for Jesus when somebody said he was with him. And so I'm sure he talked about that, but I'm sure he came to let them know that I know that he is the Christ. And I know there was Thomas, and Thomas had to go a little further than all the others. He had to see the bruise, he had to see the hole in his side, he had to see the hand nail prints in his hand, and I'm sure he talked about that. But I'm sure that after that, and then during these 10 days, I'm sure they were in the number. And they talked about how real Jesus was to them. I'm sure Lazarus had something to say as they got there. And they praised the Lord. A whole lot of praising going on during those 10 days. Praise at a level that was perhaps has not been seen before because Jesus was so important to them. And they got to realize that all those things that he did here, all the blessings that they saw and all the healing that he had accomplished, all of those things, all of that was wonderful. But he had done so much more. He had provided a way for all of those who were there who had accepted him as Lord and Savior to have a home over in glory. They were just praising the Lord like we praise the Lord. Praising the Lord and recognizing that God had blessed us by having the Son of the living God to come into our lives, die for us, provide a way for us to have salvation. All the sin that weighted us down, he took all of that upon him. All the things that were wrong in us, he took upon us. He who was without sin became sin, hung on the cross and died that we might be able to have salvation. Can you imagine those 10 days? Those folks who had seen him and watched what he had done and knew how real he was. Something special about those 10 days. 10 days, and then when the day of Pentecost had come, something special happened. Yeah. We're talking about a revival like you hadn't seen before, but now, now the day of Pentecost comes.
Yeah.
Something special happened on that day. Mm-hmm. You see, the Holy Ghost came upon them. Came upon all who were there, and they tell me it was like flames of fire coming down. It looked like tongues coming down. Something special was about to happen. They came in, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And somehow, if you look at all that went on, if you in those moments, you'll see what God was doing with them. He had already given them testimonies. Everybody who was there had a the reason they were there is because they had some testimonies.
Yes, sir. Yes,
because
sir.
They wanted to praise him and worship him. And they come together to praise him in that place.
Uh-huh.
But now when all of this occurred, when the Holy Spirit came upon them, somehow they just got closer to the Lord. And they recognized that somehow he had something more for them to do. They recognized that somehow they had already grown strong in the Lord. But the Holy Spirit was giving them better knowledge of who the Lord was and who they were in the Lord. The Holy Spirit was filling them up, and somehow they couldn't help but start shouting more and more. Can you imagine that was? Holy Spirit came upon, already having a great revival, but the Holy Spirit fell upon them, and these tongues that came down. Well, what was that all about, Reverend Stringer? Well, you see, the Lord had something special for them to do. If you read, you'll see that everybody who was there heard them speaking in their own tongues. Well, what this was telling us is that somehow those who were there, those who were in that room, they'd come to praise and worship. But now they're going to take their praise and their worship and the service of the Lord to a whole new level. They're going to go out and knew these tongues that they had. And somehow it seemed that they were able to speak in different languages. They were on fire for the Lord. And they wanted to go and tell men, women, boys, and girls about Jesus Christ. Taking it to a whole nother level. We can praise him inside the church. That's what they were doing. I don't know where those 120 were, but they were praising him and praising him inside that building, wherever they were. Didn't go outside, afraid to go outside. Wouldn't go outside, but somehow they were praising him to a whole new different level inside the church, inside the place where they were. But now it got to a different point. It got to a point where they were ready to go out and tell the world about this. You know, we can testify to each other here in church. Some of us, if you ask, when was the last time you testified and when was the last time you told somebody about the Lord, you don't have to think far. You can say, oh, it was at church. It was over there. I told the folks in church what the Lord had done for me. I told some folks that in prayer service how the Lord had been serving and bringing me through all kinds of difficult times. It was over at church. We were in the congregation, and somehow some other folks got up, and I got up too and told folks that the Lord's been good to me right over at the church. But you know what? Those who were inside that building, those who were worshiping together, they decided they had to take it further than that. They went out of that place. They went out praising the Lord and telling people how good he was. Some folks said, they're acting like drunk folks. And Peter said, no, we're not drunk. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. But somehow you should look, if you look in the script, you'll find this is going to happen. We're going to be testifying about the Lord. We're going to let people know how good he is. So see what God had done. He had established this church or this congregation, and this congregation was now becoming the church. The church that's going to go out and tell the world, that's who we are, church. We're not just a congregation that come together and praise the Lord. We're not just a group of people who come together and lift his name up and sing songs of Zion. No, no, we have something more that we're supposed to do. After we've praised him, after we've worshiped him, we need to recognize we need to go out of this place. We need to go out and tell men, women, boys, and girls about the God of the universe. We've got a testimony. We've got a testimony. They had a testimony. They had been talking together about what the Lord had done and how good he was. But now they went out of that place, and they were able to talk to everybody, letting people who were speaking different languages, somehow when they talked, they even heard, because the Lord made them able to do that by the tongues that they had given to them. We need to be the same way.
Amen.
We need to be more than a congregation. We need to be a church. You see, the church became a church on that day. They became a church because they didn't just worship and praise the Lord. They became a church because they went out to do what the Lord had for them to do, to let other people know about the real God of the universe, to let people know that Jesus Christ had died on the cross for them, to let people know that they need to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We've accepted him, and we grow stronger and stronger the more we talk about it. If we're in here, the testimony is good for me, I'll tell you that. When I hear folks talk about what he's done for them just this past week, somebody who's gone through some surgery, somebody who had a problem that he solved, it builds me up. So I'm good. I'm glad to be able to hear the testimonies inside the sanctuary. But you know what? There's somebody outside the sanctuary, and they need your testimony. They need to know what the Lord has done for you. All of those folks who were inside that room, they couldn't stay there any longer. Their praise and worship included testimony, telling people on all over the world, all around, wherever they went, how good the Lord is. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they stopped being just another congregation, stopped being just a group. They became the church. They went out to spread the word. They had something special that they had to do, recognizing that Jesus is divine. And each one of us who have been touched by the Lord and accepted him as Lord and Savior are the branches. And we as branches need to be reaching out and touching others. There needs to be some fruit from us. We need to be touching people's lives by letting them know how good the Lord is. Letting them know that he's there for every one of us. Letting them know that he knows exactly who you are, but he still loves you. Let them know that he died on a cross that we might be able to have eternal life. We got some testimonies. And it's good. Don't misunderstand me. I'm glad that we have time to praise him together on Sunday morning from 10 to noon. That is good. That's good to hear about him and hear to talk about him. Brother Joe's looking at his watch. Okay, we'll be out by noon. Just a couple of hours coming together. Just a couple of hours coming together. And we praise him. And all of that's beautiful. Don't misunderstand me. It's wonderful that we come together. We need to come together. We need to lift each other up. We need to support each other and remind each other of how good he is. But then we need to go out of this place because there's somebody. We can't expect Reverend Smith and Reverend Jasper and myself to tell everybody all that they need to know about the Lord. We can't touch everybody. And we there are folks that we won't reach and people we won't know. People don't know us. But every one of us, we who have been a congregation, need to say we're more than that. We're going to take our praise and worship to another level. We're going to serve the Lord by our testimony and by letting people know how good he is. They couldn't hold back. They couldn't stay in there anymore. They had to go out. They had to go out and tell people about the goodness of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I feel like none of those folks, none of those 120 who were in that room, none of them, I think it was 120. I'm not sure what the number was. What was it, teacher? 120. But you know what? Out of that 120, I don't believe you could find one who's more blessed than I am. And that being the case, there shouldn't be one in there whose testimony when they went out of that place should be more powerful than my testimony. I need to tell somebody about how the Lord has blessed me. Wait a minute. I said it was 120 there. I'm sure there's some folks right here who said if they were in that 120 during those 10 days of testimony, they would have had a powerful testimony to tell about what the Lord had done for them. I think there's somebody right here right now who can testify about the goodness of the Lord. Talk about how good he's been to you. How he's brought you through many dangers, toils, and snares, as the song says. He's good. And you have a testimony. That's all I'm saying. He's good. He's been good to you, and you have a testimony. He has given you exactly what he gave all of those who were in that room. A testimony about his goodness. A testimony about his love. He's given you something that you can let folks know about. He's real. Peter said, I know he's real now. Thomas says, I know he's real now. I can tell you he's real now. And so I want everybody to know how good he is. You need to tell everybody. Now, there's some folks in your life who need to hear it. You may not feel like, well, I can't tell, but you can tell somebody. Everybody you touch gets to hear the word, and maybe they wouldn't have heard it until you told them. Maybe they thought, well, yeah, I've heard that some of that, but you tell them how real it is. You tell them how he brought you through, how you had a situation. How you had a problem, how you were down, how you were going through something. Living testimonies. 10 days of praise and worship. For when the day of Pentecost had fully come, when that Holy Spirit came in over them, and you know it said it fell on each one of them. We're not just saying the room was filled with the Holy Spirit. was that on each one of them, the Holy Spirit touched each one. And each one who has accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you've been touched just like they were. The Holy Spirit has gotten through you just like they were. The gifts of the Spirit, you got them just like they did. You're growing strong in the Lord just like they had. Somehow we need to realize that the same thing that they had to move forward, each one of us who really know he's God, who really know he loves us, who really knows that he's worthy of praise, worthy of worship, need to go and tell somebody. It's good to be a congregation, to worshiping and praising congregation. But if we're going to be a church, when they became a church, it was because they went out to tell the world, to be an extension of the spiritual love of Jesus Christ by letting people know he's real. If you know he's real, you need to tell somebody. If you know he's real, you need to share that with somebody who doesn't know. If you know he's real, you need to recognize him as real by praising him here, but by serving him out there.
Yes, sir. Yes,
somebody sir. Needs to hear the word that you've got on your heart. Somebody, you say, well, I can't speak all that well. We don't have to speak all that well. All those 120 in there, when they went out, everybody who heard them in their own voice. But more than that, they understood what they were saying. And they recognized that what they were saying was powerful and true. Something special about what God has done for you. All those who were there said, God has done something special for me through Jesus Christ. All of us who are here, I believe, can say, the Lord has touched me in a special way. Now, what are you going to do now? Let's take our praise and our worship to the next level.
Hallelujah.
Let us go out and testify about his goodness, testify about his love, testify about what he's done for us, testify about the fact that we now have eternal life through Jesus Christ if we've accepted him. The Holy Spirit has fallen on you, I have no doubt. When you gave yourself over to the Lord touched you with the Holy Spirit. So you understand him better. So you feel stronger about it. Peter, before the Holy Spirit fell upon him, wouldn't even admit to folks on the outside that he knew who Jesus was. But he went out boldly preaching about who the Lord was. They tried every way they could to stop him. And he put him in jail. He came out. Put him in jail again. The Lord brought him out. Kept on teaching. Kept on preaching. Because he wanted to take his praise and his worship to another level. A level of reaching out, letting people know how real God is and how real Jesus Christ is and how much he has done for each one of us. Praise, worship, service to the next level, recognizing who the Lord is. Let's talk to God. Our Father and our loving God, Father, as we speak to you right now, each one of us here has a prayer on their heart because we have a testimony in our heart. That prayer on our heart is saying, thank you for what you've done. That prayer on our heart is praising you for all the things that you continue to do in our lives. But Father, we know that you want us to take that praise and that worship, and even that prayer, and let folks on the outside know that we are a congregation who praises the Lord and lifts him up. We're a congregation who worship the Lord, recognizing him as the God of the universe. But we're also a church. This congregation is a church made up of people who love the Lord and are willing to spread the good news, the gospel, if you will, about the Lord. Father, we love you. We love you. We can't praise you enough. We love you, Father. We can't worship you enough. We recognize you for who you are, Father. But somehow, Father, we ask that you touch us and make us more able, more ready to go and tell the world how real you are and how much it means to us to have Jesus Christ in our lives. Bless us, Father. Bless us with the courage. Bless us with the desire to do more for you by spreading the word, spreading the truth, letting folks know how real you are. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. My Lord. Is there somebody who's been thinking about this for a while, trying to decide if today will be the day that you'll come up? I let the world know that you've decided to give yourself totally over to the Lord. Maybe you've already praised him. Maybe you've already lifted his name up, even in this service on this day. But have you really given yourself over to him? If you really said yes, or maybe now you've already said yes a long time ago, giving yourself over to the Lord, but all the promises that you made, the work you're going to do for him, the gifts that you're going to use for his service, you haven't been able to use them because you're not there where you gave yourself over. But if you feel comfortable in this household of faith, if you feel good in this congregation, if you'd like to become a part of this church, of this family, as we worship, praise, lift his name, and serve the Lord, if that's you, why don't you come on? Is there somebody who wants to say yes to Jesus? My Lord,